Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that is mourning. And this is across the board. It crosses political lines. It crosses racial lines. It crosses lines of where you live, what you think, how you feel. We're mourning the loss of a contemporary hero. His name was Alexei Navalny. He was killed today. We had Tom Nichols on before, a Russia expert who says, no, he wasn't killed, he was murdered. Murdered by the Putin regime. And, in fact, here is the way that Michael McFaul, who is a former ambassador to Russia, he was ambassador to Russia from 2012 to 2014, and he spoke on the House floor today and said this.
Navalny was my friend. I was with his wife last night. I'm here in Munich talking to her. Yeah. His daughter, Dasha, goes to school at Stanford. So this is a pretty emotional time for me. Putin killed Navalny. Let's be crystal clear about that. I don't care about any investigation, his illness. He arrested, had him in solitary confinement. He has put him in a cell which was designed to, and today he is dead. Putin killed Navalny. And why did he? Because Putin is weak. You don't kill people if you're strong. Putin killed Navalny because Navalny was the one opposition leader in Russia that Putin feared the most. So this is a really tragic day for me, and it should be a tragic day for anybody who cares about democracy. Navalny, in my view, was the put him in the category of brave, courageous leaders that, you know, remember, he went back to Russia. He didn't have to go back. He went back for his country because he was a patriot that believed that his country could be different. I put him in the same ranks as the Navalny of Mandela and Valenza and Havel, but with one tragic difference now. Navalny is dead.
He had sent a message to the House floor that was delivered in his name. The message he sent said, Mr. Speaker Johnson, Putin killed Navalny today. Navalny was my friend. He was a Christian, just like you and me. He believed in freedom, as I know you do. So please stop rewarding his killer. Give Ukrainians the weapons they need to reduce Putin's slaughter of their people. A powerful statement, a powerful argument for one of the challenges facing the Congress today, particularly in the wake of the Navalny killing. Kamala Harris, Vice President of the United States, talking about people across the political divide. Kamala Harris was at the Munich Security Conference, as was Michael McFaul, and here was her reaction, clip 15.
Before I begin today, we've all just received reports that Alexei Navalny has died in Russia. This is, of course, terrible news, which we are working to confirm. My prayers are with his family, including his wife, Yulia, who is with us today. And if confirmed, this would be a further sign of Putin's brutality. Whatever story they tell, let us be clear, Russia is responsible. And we will have more to say on this later.
And Alexei's wife, Yulia, who was there at the Munich conference, this is what it sounded like when she had received the news her husband had died. Clip 17.
please stay seated, and I would like for you to pay attention to Yulia Navalny.
This was the entire audience, which was full of heads of state, rising to give her an appropriate standing ovation. Then Yulia, through a translator, had this to say.
You have all probably saw the terrible news that came in today. I thought for a long time, is it worth for me to come here or to fly to my children straight away? But then I thought, what would Alexei do in my place? And I'm confident that he would be here. He would be on this stage.
And then she had a word regarding President Putin. Listen.
If this is true, I would like that Putin and all his coterie, Putin's friends, his government, to know that they will be accountable for what they've done to our country, to my family, and to my husband. They will be liable for that. That day will come very soon. I would like to call upon the global community, everyone in this room, people around the world, so that we would unite together and overcome that evil, overcome this terrible regime that is currently in Russia. That regime and Vladimir Putin have to be personally liable for all the horrible things they are doing to my country, to our country, Russia, in the last years. Thank you very much.
And a very fervent applause. The Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, also made a statement in Munich on Navalny and his passing. Clip 16.
Fear of one man only underscores the weakness and rot at the heart of the system that Putin has built. Russia is responsible for this. We'll be talking to the many other countries concerned about Alexei Navalny, especially if these reports bear out to be true.
And the reports do appear very much to have been true. A flashback, Navalny himself, in December of 2020, spoke with Christiane Amanpour on CNN and told her why he was returning to Russia, risking his life on his own volition, even after the attempt to kill him through poisoning. This is clip 4.
Why do you want to go back? And I guess, do you think you'll be safe when you go back?
Well, I don't think that I can have such a privilege being safe in Russia, but I have to go back because I don't want these, groups of killers exist in Russia. I don't want Putin be ruling of Russia. I don't want him being president. I don't want him being czar of Russia because, well, he's killing people. He's the reason why the whole country is degrading. He's the reason why people are so poor. We have 25 million people living below the poverty line. And the whole degradation of system, fortunately for me, including system of assassination of people, he's the reason of that. And I want to go back and try to change it.
And he did go back, and at the cost of his life. Meanwhile, how do some of Putin's defenders and fans in the United States respond to talk about Navalny or about assassinations? We'll give you one stunning example coming right up on the Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Michael Medved show, there are people in the United States who sympathize with the Putin regime. No one who outright supports it, but in terms of defending the Putin regime and opposing the necessary provision of ammunition to the Ukrainians who are fighting for their life against a profoundly evil and, in fact, murderous regime. Well, there was this. Tucker Carlson, still overseas, was recently, just days ago, extolling the wonders, the joy, the paradise-like comforts of modern-day Russia. He had this to say, clip 5.
Standing in front of the Kyivskaya metro station and this train station next to it, it's perfectly clean and orderly. Coming to a Russian grocery store, the heart of evil, and seeing what things cost and how people live, it will radicalize you against our leaders. That's how I feel anyway, radicalized. We're not making any of this up, by the way, at all.
It'll radicalize you against American leaders to go to Russian grocery stores? Really? And then there was this, at the World Governments Summit 2024, there was a question placed to Tucker Carlson. This is just days before Navalny's murder. And this was at the World Governments Summit. And someone asked him about his interview with Vladimir Putin, his pal. And it sounded like this.
You should challenge in the rules of an interview, and you're a master in your business. It's not for me to give you a lecture about that. But you should challenge some ideas. For instance, you didn't talk about freedom of speech in Russia. You did not talk about Navalny, about assassinations, about the restrictions on opposition in the coming elections.
I didn't talk about the things that every other American media outlet talks about.
Why? Yes, this
because
is my
those
question.
Are covered, and because I have spent my life talking to people who run countries in various countries and have concluded the following, that every leader kills people. Including my leader. Every leader kills people. Some kill more than others. Leadership requires killing people. Sorry. That's why I wouldn't want to be a leader.
And you're not. Leadership requires killing people? Really? And this justifies some of what is going on about Russia? Max Boot, who was born in Russia and lived there as a small child, and then he's, of course, a naturalized American citizen and a prominent conservative, columnist for the Washington Post. He writes, "I am filled with anger and despair as I write these words. Not because I am surprised by the Russian president's villainy. That by now is sadly well established. But because I am shocked and dismayed that America, the bastion of freedom, might abandon the fight against Putin's evil. House Republican leaders are giving every indication that they are willing to reward Navalny's killer by cutting off Russia's Ukrainian victims from further U.S. aid and thereby making it inevitable that more good people will suffer his fate. The circumstances of Navalny's death remain murky, but whatever cause of death is listed on his death certificate, there's no doubt who killed him. He was murdered by Putin. Navalny was a tireless and fearless crusader against corruption and in favor of freedom. He was thus a mortal threat to a dictator who has established the most complete personal tyranny in Russia since the days of Joseph Stalin. Putin had already tried to kill Navalny once in 2020 by poisoning him with a nerve agent. Navalny survived thanks to medical care he received in Germany. He could easily have stayed in the West with his beautiful family, yet in January 2021, he chose to return to Russia to lead the fight against Putin in person. He knew what would happen to him upon landing. He would be sent to prison on trumped-up charges, and he was. Yet he willingly sacrificed himself because he calculated he could be a more effective advocate for freedom within Russia than outside it." And then he goes on and says, "In December, Navalny was sent to a former gulag north of the Arctic Circle, where he died Friday. He thus joins a long list of martyrs for Russian democracy. But there are two things the West can do that could get Putin's attention. First, send to Ukraine the estimated $300 billion in frozen Russian assets held in the West, primarily in a Belgian clearinghouse. Second, pass the $60 billion aid package for Ukraine that was just approved on a bipartisan vote of 70 to 29 in the Senate, but that remains stuck in the House. The only way to avoid Ukraine's defeat is by providing U.S. aid. Yet House Speaker Mike Johnson, enthralled to former President Trump and his America First isolationists, refuses to grant the aid bill a floor vote. A failure to pass the aid bill will reward Navalny's killer. And he points out that former host Tucker Carlson, the very definition of a useful idiot, phrase Lenin popularized, how much better, says, life is supposedly in Russia than in the U.S. Even worse, Trump, who according to the polls would win another term if the election were held today, recently said he would not protect NATO members who failed to pay their non-existent dues, and said he would encourage the Russians to do whatever the hell they want to those suspected deadbeats. And then he concludes, we can still fight back, however, by giving Ukraine the funds and military equipment it needs to defend itself. Only by defeating Putin's aggression in Ukraine can we possibly hope to see the emergence of a better, freer Russia, the dream that Navalny gave his life to advance. And the idea that here we are in this strange moment where it's only literally a few weeks before we face another government shutdown, and the inability for the Congress to actually, particularly in the House of Representatives, to take up some of the needed attention that is required to prevent that kind of disaster. Well, why? Partially because we are all, on all sides of the political spectrum, too wrapped up in negativity, the attempt to destroy and discredit the other side, and basically playing politics not as warfare, but as lawfare. You've heard that before. There are examples of it involving Donald Trump and, yes, Fani Willis. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Here's a special discount, 50% off just for being a MedHead annual member. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A verdict has been handed down in the civil fraud trial in New York City involving former President Trump. The ruling says Trump must pay in excess of $350 million. It also imposes a three-year ban on his business activities within New York State. A former FBI informant faces charges for allegedly lying about President Biden's involvement in his son Hunter's foreign business dealings. President Biden confirmed the ex-informant's falsehoods and urged House Republicans to drop their impeachment inquiry. The indictment is a setback for House Republicans who have used Alexander Smirnov's allegations in their push to impeach the president. Egypt is reportedly building a refugee camp near the Gaza border in anticipation of potential conflict if Israel attacks the southern city of Rafah. Sources indicate to Reuters that an area is being readied near Gaza with basic facilities to shelter Palestinians. John Schaefer, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved show, it was interesting because given the fact that the entire world has been reacting to the tragic killing of Alexei Navalny, the leading Russian dissident, then in fact the only Russian dissident with true national stature, and the killing coming up a matter of weeks before the new election in Russia, where the election is, this one really is rigged and is a foregone conclusion. I was looking and asked Jeremy if he could find for me a statement by Donald Trump, because obviously this is such a monumental event involving one of the most dangerous nations in the world, where Trump has had a great deal to say in a positive way about the leader of that nation, the dictator of Russia. There was a posting by Ron Filipkowski, who is of Eastern European background, Polish, I believe. In any event, he posted Donald Trump's statement on Navalny on his X account. And there was no statement, because President Trump has not written one. However, his attorney, Alina Haba, has written a statement about the decision today in the business fraud trial that awarded $363 million in fines and damages. Was assessed from President Trump and his business. Alina Haba, the president's attorney, writes, "This verdict is a manifest injustice, plain and simple. It is the culmination of a multi-year, politically fueled witch hunt that was designed to take down Donald Trump before Letitia James ever stepped foot into the Attorney General's office. Countless hours of testimony prove that there was no wrongdoing, no crime, and no victim. Given the grave stakes, we trust that the appellate division will overturn this egregious verdict and end this relentless persecution against my clients. Notice she uses the term persecution, not prosecution. Prosecution, yes, that's been happening. But is it persecution if someone has literally been distorting the value of his assets to get more favorable bank loans? It's against the law. And here is her conclusion. She says, let me make one thing perfectly clear. She's trying to echo Richard Nixon, who was sort of noted for saying, let me make one thing perfectly clear. Then she says, let me make one thing perfectly clear. This is not just about Donald Trump. If this decision stands, it will serve as a signal to every single America that New York is no longer open for business. Really, to every single American? How many people in New York or on any of these state dockets do you think have this kind of problem with fraud? And by the way, some of this was way before Trump was president of the United States. You remember the $26 million he was assessed for the fraudulent nature of Trump University? Meanwhile, Jimmy Fallon had some comments about the emerging spate of court decisions that have not been going the way that President Trump wants them. Most of all, that decision where he claims total immunity for anything he did as president. This is Jimmy Fallon, clip 8.
The big story today is that a judge announced former President Trump's first criminal trial over hush money payments he made to Stormy Daniels will move forward and start on March 25th. So that'll be when the real March Madness begins. If convicted, Trump could face up to 4 years in prison. In response, Melania was like, big deal, I'm up to 20 and counting. Yep, Trump could face 4 years in prison. I'm guessing that's not the four-year term he was hoping for.
No, and there's also some prison terms associated with the case brought by Fulton County Prosecutor Fawny Willis, who herself had a terrible day yesterday in a hearing when she was trying to explain her relationship to a still-married, but separated, a still-married attorney named Wade, who she had brought in to work on this Trump case. And she said this about her providing him with cash to pay for extensive trips they took together. They were involved. Trips that were paid for on his credit cards. This is clip 11.
Same with Aruba. You don't know where that cash came from either, right?
Ma'am, you are mischaracterizing my testimony greatly. I'm not going to allow you to mischaracterize my testimony. I know that I keep money in my house. The amounts of money I gave Mr. Wade, it was never that serious. I don't think I've ever handed him more than $2,500 in a reimbursement. So we're not talking about $20,000 in cash. I don't have $20,000 in cash right now. The most I ever gave him, I know I gave him $2,500 when we went to Belize, because we went to one hotel and then we went to a second hotel. That $2,500 I actually gave him while we were still in Belize. I know that the Aruba trip, the one that you described with his mom, I think I gave him about $2,000 for that trip, for like total.
His mom went to Aruba with you?
The Aruba trip. So I consider that to be one trip. So we got off of a cruise ship and then we went to Aruba, which is why I cannot remember, is that the time that we had to stay in Miami to wait for the flight for Aruba?
Okay. Again, the probing of Fawny Willis's personal life, this is not a highlight of the American judicial system, to say the least. She also got angry when it came to this whole question about her reimbursing the special prosecutor, Wade, in cash. Listen. 12.
So my question was, where did that cash originally come from? If it had came out of the bank?
cash is fungible. We've had cash for years in my house. So for me to tell you the source of when it comes from, when you go to Publix and you buy something, you get $50, you throw it in there. When it's been my whole life. When I took out a large amount of money on my first campaign, I kept some of the cash of that. Like, to tell you, I just have cash in my house. I don't have as much today as I would normally have, but I'm building back up now. So you just put money in. It's a very good practice. I would advise it to all women.
So you can't identify when you came into this cash or where the cash came from?
I didn't say I couldn't identify it. No, nobody gives me anything. I am sure that the source of the money is always the work, sweat, and tears of me.
Okay. And then she had an objection, a general objection, Fawnie Willis, the prosecutor in Fulton County, Georgia, who has indicted President Trump and 18 associates. She talked about making her answer questions and mistreating her as a witness. This is clip 13.
True that you met Mr. Wade October 2019 at
the
judge's conference.
We haven't gotten
to the
point where Ms. Willis should be treated hostile.
I think
we
have. I very much want to be here, so I'm not a hostile witness. I very much want to be
here. Not so much that you're hostile, Ms. Willis, it'd be an adverse witness. Your interests are opposed to Ms. Merchant's.
Thank you. Merchant's interests are contrary to democracy, Your Honor, not to mine.
All right. Let's we can keep things moving. Ms. Merchant, next question, please.
Okay, the Fulton County District Attorney, Fawnie Willis's father, who was more effective as a witness than she was, testified today that there was nothing strange about his daughter keeping cash on hand and using it to pay back Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade for their vacations. Why not? Well, it's a racial answer, strangely. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And from the Michael Medved Show, very, very warm wishes to everybody out there for a great President's Day weekend. We finished the Super Bowl, set all kinds of records. There were a million people celebrating the Kansas City Chiefs and their victory. And, yes, they were celebrating that victory even more than they were celebrating Taylor Swift. But all of that happened, and thank God. Most people who are wounded in that terrible shooting look like they will recover. And meanwhile, we have another whole week to focus on Monday, what is supposed to represent, used to be representing separate Lincoln's birthday on the 12th of February and the Washington's birthday on the 22nd of February. Now it celebrates all presidents, including the first president who had an age issue used against him. Yes, a predecessor to Biden, and you could even say to Trump. Who was it? You can find out by going to our Substack at michaelmedved.substack.com, and there's a column by me. About that very first president. And by the way, the people who said he was too old and too frail to perform as president were right. And conclusively right. Why? Well, you can read the column and find out, and I hope you will. Meanwhile, at the Fulton County hearing for District Attorney Fannie Willis, her father, who's also a lawyer, testified today that there was nothing strange about his daughter keeping cash on hand and using it to pay back special prosecutor Nathan Wade, who was her boyfriend, for the vacations they took together. Here's what he sounded like.
Your Honor, I'm not trying to be racist, okay? But it's a black thing, okay? You know, I was trained, and most black folks, they hide cash or they keep cash. And I was trained. You always keep some cash because I've been places, and just because of the color of my skin, for example, I took a fellowship at Harvard when my daughter was just she was just, you know, maybe 3 years old. And I remember going to a restaurant in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And I had a American Express credit card and maybe a Visa or whatever. And I had a lot of what they call traveler's checks. I don't even know if they still have traveler's checks, but traveler's checks. And there was a sign said, you know, with the credit card. For whatever reasons, the man would not take my American Express credit card. So I pulled out my Visa card, and he wouldn't take my Visa card. So then I pulled out my traveler's checks. He said, we don't take checks. Now, these were traveler's checks. This was money. I had a $10 bill. I'll never forget this as long as I live. And he said, the bill for my wife at the time, Fonny's mother, Fonny and myself, was like $9.95, and I had a $10 bill. That was all that. I always remember that. But even before that, I've always kept cash. And I've told my daughter, you keep 6 months' worth of cash, always.
Okay, words to live by, but it's fascinating that this has now gotten caught up in some of Trump's legal woes. Speaking of those legal woes, a Golden Turkey Award.
Bigger than the Academy Awards.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank God.
Groovier than the Grammys.
I would like to thank my wonderful agent.
And more powerful than the People's Choice.
I would like to share this with every single senator.
Now, it's time for another Golden Turkey Award nomination.
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much!
And this one actually goes to an old friend of mine, a brilliant guy who knows better. Dinesh D'Souza, writer, movie producer, very outspoken conservative activist, has a new X that he put up today. And it says, Navalny equals Trump. The plan of the Biden regime and the Democrats is to ensure their leading political opponent dies in prison. There's no real difference between the two cases. That basically all of the legal problems that President Trump has are fabricated or have to do with his opposition to the Biden regime. And that's just like Alexei Navalny, who is a martyr and a hero. Don't you think that's a stretch? Speaking of a stretch, there is a new movie. I'm actually on screen in it because I provide some of the historical background. The movie is by an old friend of mine who used to be a TV producer I worked with. His name is John Davies, and the film is called Lincoln is Crying, The Grifters, Grafters, and Governors of Illinois. The movie is now streaming on Roku, and it is about the various governors of Illinois who ended up in jail, and there are four of them. It's virtually the same moment. Do we have a clip from the film? Go.
People ask me, you're talking about corruption in America. I don't get it. And I say, there's this place called Illinois. Have you ever heard of it? Four ex-governors in prison.
Another day, another corruption scandal.
We're a state run by a group of pirates.
It never stops in Illinois.
Illinois is almost a failed state.
People have died because of corruption.
If Illinois voters want reform, they've given no evidence that they want it.
And even though the film originally came out several years ago, the basic facts of Illinois politics have not changed profoundly. And one of the things you meet in there is Rod Blagojevich, who you may remember had a deal when Barack Obama became president, and he was going to be able to appoint a successor to Barack Obama as the senator from Illinois. Well, he apparently put that, as the court found, put that ability of deal-making up for grabs and for sale and in return for things that were passed in his direction. What's fascinating about this is the whole attempt to probe the past of Illinois, and Chicago in particular, where political machines were particularly ruthless, effective, and notorious, especially the Daily Machine. You meet a whole series of colorful characters who are almost endearing in their rascality. It is written and directed by John Davies, who is a dedicated longtime resident of Chicago. It is now streaming on Roku. Coming up, we do have President's Day, which is on Monday. And I think it's trying to be worth remembering that the situation we have right now, where the two candidates for president are both trying not only to defeat each other, not only to offer alternatives in terms of policy or agendas or a direction that they choose to lead the country, but actually trying to destroy each other. And with the destruction of Joe Biden basically suggesting that he is too senile to hold his position. And I know that one of the things that is a real question here is, aren't some of the Republican critics of Biden who emphasize his senility and his loss of cognitive ability, aren't they setting up a low bar that makes it easier for him to clear? And then again, all of the extraordinarily complicated legal duels involving President Trump and his defenders and his many, many, many accusers. None of this is really worthy of the best that we've seen in our contest for the presidency. And may we be living up to some of those better traditions of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.